Today is our second Sunday in our sermon series on the Psalms. Last week, we looked at Psalm 13 and the power of lament in our lives. Today, we will explore the gift of light, of hope, that we encounter in the Psalms. And now, reading from Psalm 27. Listen for God's word. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they will stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For God will hide me in his shelter in my day of trouble. He will cover me under his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted above all my enemies, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious unto me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off or forsake me, O God of my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Church, this gathering is designed to be a community of faith, a family, a place where we can trust and be trusted. We in the body of Christ are to be for one another, a place to rest, to be restored, to be challenged, a place to encounter God's grace and to be made whole. We come with that expectation built into us, and I do not know anything more exhausting than to come to church and to fake it till you make it. Here we have the freedom to acknowledge the good and the bad in our lives, the light and the shadows we encounter. Here we teach our children to talk honestly, to express doubt and fear. One of the most powerful things we can do is to trust ourselves. Trust that we can be seen, heard, and renewed through the power of God's love and our love for one another. The Psalms are a gift to us as a people of faith. Many of our life experiences are found in the Psalms. The glory of God in creation, the expression of emotion towards life, ourselves, others, and God. Calvin appropriately calls the Psalms an anatomy of all parts of the soul, for there is not an emotion of which anyone can be conscious that is not represented here as a mirror. The Psalms are a mirror, and that is why we are studying them this summer. So much that Calvin insisted that the Psalms be read in worship every week so that we would be honest with ourselves and with one another. Even as we listen to the Psalms sung in worship or spoken as liturgy, they do not sound ancient or strange, rather at home in our hearts and on our lips. Friends, the Psalms can be for us a light, a place to turn, just as they have been for people for centuries, people of Jewish and Christian faith. The beauty and gift of the Psalms is an example that it provides for us, given by God. Just as the psalmist is honest, we too are allowed to be honest with God and with ourselves. David, as one of the traditional authors of the Psalms, sometimes strips himself bare, almost too bare. He opens his soul before God. David was human in his sin and weakness. David was human in his anguish and despair. But it was also David who embodied and represented the very rule of God. David was the one upon whom judgment was given, but he was a man after God's own heart. Patrick Miller, a biblical scholar, says that when the Psalms are given to us from the lips of David, they are given to us from one who lived and felt and responded as one of us. David's hatred could run deep. His agony could be unbearable. And yet he cried out to God in confidence. David was just like us in his frailty and his strength. Who here cannot relate to him? In Psalm 27, we see David in all his glory and all his frailty. He acknowledges his fear, even as he claims that God is his light and his salvation. We see David's confidence grow as his confidence in God grows. And yet he is realistic, bouncing back and forth between hope and fear, trust and mistrust. We know all too well that real fear exists alongside real faith, honest faith. Fear and faith can go together. In this psalm and in our lives, it is unavoidable. We also know that even in darkness, God can bring light. We have lived that together, individually and as a church. It is in those moments of real pain, doubt, and grace that God does provide light for us, and we are called to do that for one another. Neil White wanted only the best for those he loved and was willing to go to any lengths to provide it, which is how he ended up in a federal prison in rural Louisiana. He served 18 months for bank fraud. But this was no ordinary prison. It was a beautiful, isolated colony in Louisiana. It was also home to the last disfigured by leprosy. In his book, The Sanctuary of Outcasts, White describes how this small circle of outcasts had forged a tedious clandestine community, a fortress to repel the cruelty from the outside world. It was here in this place, rich with history, amid an unlikely mix of leprosy patients, nuns, and criminals, that White begins a new life. He describes it this way: "Even incarcerated, when I should have been most humble and reflective, I held on tight to my vanity. When I should have been trying to change, I grasped onto the image that I held so dear. And although I had publicly acknowledged some of the bad things I had done, I had never taken an objective look at the person that I had become at the age of 33. Finally, in prison, in this sanctuary for outcasts, I understood the truth. Surrounded by men and women who could not hide their disfigurement, I could finally see my own." This book follows White into his journey of healing, of friendships, and his journey of faith as he discovers faith and it grows. He begins to truly see that his suffering can be redemptive. He is surprised by the irony and the richness that he encounters in his daily jobs of washing dishes and posting meals. Perhaps the most notable is White's friendship with Ella, an 82-year-old woman, a woman who had both legs amputated due to leprosy. She had lived her life confined to a wheelchair, and she had been at Carville since she was 12 years old. But her grace and light lit up every room she wheeled herself into. Her simple way of speaking and living was a balm for White and for so many. Sure, he was afraid of her in the beginning, but now he looked for her each morning when he went into the courtyard. In a strange turn of fate, White and other inmates are ordered to be released from Carville. The colony was being closed by the state. He describes his departure this way: "As I stepped down into the courtyard one last time, I turned to Ella, the woman who had turned her disease, the most shameful known to man, into something sacred. She looked so vibrant and alive. I couldn't possibly say anything to this woman that would be adequate. She had every right to be bitter and resentful, but she was more content than anyone else. She came to exemplify what was good and pure and honest and right in all of us, an angel who had lost her family as a girl, but had made a home in a colony of outcasts, a woman whose presence, light, and words had directed me, a convict, on a new path." fear and faith, doubt and trust, shadow and light are all held together in the Psalms. And they exist side by side for us in our lives as well. This year has been full of uncertainty and difficulty, to say the least. And yet I see in so many of you the light of Christ. It shines through you. The shadows of others' lights, others' lives are brighter because of you. I have seen you share faith and strength with one another through death and disappointment, loss of health and dreams, as you care for elderly siblings and parents. I have seen the light in your faces as you pray for one another. I have seen that light as you deliver meals and stock our pantry. I have seen you hope for another when they simply cannot. Friends, God is our light, our help, our salvation. May we be that for one another and for God's world. To God be the glory. Amen.